This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam to the continuation of our explanation of the Hanbali text, Bidayatul Abid wa Kifayatul Zahid, by the great Hanbali scholar of Al-Islam, Abdul Rahman ibn Abdullah al-Ba'li, rahimahullah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, our current discussion, Kitab al-Hajj, the fifth pillar of Al-Islam, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we've already discussed the state of ihram. We discussed the penalties associated to violations of the state of ihram. And then we moved on to the entry into Mecca. We discussed performing the umrah, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, now the days of Hajj are upon us. It is the 8th of Dhul Hijjah. What exactly do we now do? We move on our discussion, insha'Allah. Faslun, fi sifati al-Hajj wal-Umrah. The description of the Hajj and Umrah, insha'Allah. Yusannu limuhillin bimakka al-ihramu bil-hajj yawm al-tarwiyah, wa huwa thamin min dhil-hijjah. It's recommended for the one in Mecca, from outside the sanctuary, the person who came from afar, to make the ihram for Hajj on the day of Tarwiyah. And so now you are there in Mecca al-Mukarramah. It's the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, and this is when Hajj begins, walhamdulillah. So you don your ihram, you enter the state of ihram, insha'Allah, on the 8th. Remember, you might have come on the 1st of Dhul Hijjah, you've performed an umrah because you were doing tamattu' Hajj. And so you exited the state of ihram after your umrah, and everything was permissible for you for the next 4, 5, 7, 8 days. Now the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, you re-enter the state of ihram, insha'Allah. وَهُوَ ثَامِن مِن ذِي الْحِجَّةِ. This is the 8th of Dhul Hijjah. It's called Yom At-Tarwiyah. وَالْمَبِيتُ بِمِنَى. And then you move to Mina, the tented city of Mina, and that's where you remain for the 8th of Dhul Hijjah. You spend the night there also, walhamdulillah. فَإِذَا طَلَعَتْ شَمْسْ سَارَ فَأَقَامَ بِنَمِرَ إِلَى زَوَالِ. When the sun has risen on the next day, which is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, this is the day of Arafah. This is the main day of Hajj. When the sun has risen, then the individual moves off towards Namira. And after, until the zenith. So the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come to Namira, and he waited for Zawal. And after Zawal, then he moved into the plains of Arafat, which is entirely the place of standing, the entire area of Arafat. This is the mawqif. If you are in any of the corners, any of the spaces of Arafat, on the day of Arafat, then walhamdulillah, you have caught the Hajj, walhamdulillah. ثم يأتي عرفة وكلها موقف إلا بطن عرنا. Except a certain area which is called بطن عرنا, that there, according to the Hanbalis, is not part of Arafat. وهو جبل المشرف على عرفة إلى جبال المقابلة له إلى ما يلي حوائط بني عامر ويجمع فيها بين الظهر والعصر تقديما. And then the individual will join between ظهر الصلاة and صلاة العصر. So we pray جمع here together. We pray the two prayers together, inshallah. This here is with regards to the individual who is allowed to join between the two prayers. According to majority of the scholars, our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam joined between the two prayers because he was musafir. And so he prayed two rakahs of Salatul Dhuhr, and after that two rakahs of Salatul Asr. If you fall within that category, if joining and shortening is permissible for you, meaning you are musafir, then you will do the same, otherwise you will not. وَسُنَّ وُقُوفُهُ رَاكِبًا بِخِلَافِ سَائِرِ الْمَنَاسِكِ مُسْتَقْبِلَ الْقِبْلَةِ عِنْدَ الصَّخْرَاتِ وَجَبَلِ الرَّحْمَةِ وَلَا يُشْرَعُ سُعُودُهُ وَيَرْفَعُ يَدَيْهِ وَيَكْثُرُ الدُّعَاءُ بِمَا وَرَدَ. The individual, he is recommended to be on the mount. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on his animal, on his mount, and he was making dua. And so the author states that is recommended, unlike the other different rites of Hajj. And you face towards the Qibla, close to the boulders and the Mount of Rahmah. And it's not legislated to climb up that mountain of Rahmah. The Mount of Rahmah, he says, it's not legislated. As long as you are in Arafat, inshallah, face towards the Qibla, lift up your hands and make abundant supplication and make the dua that the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Make that dhikr, make a lot of dua. This is the day of Arafah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the du'as of those who are there. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, how fortunate you are if you are there, subhanallah. It's the best day in the year. وَوَقْتُ الْوُقُوفِ مِنْ فَجْرْ عَرَفَةَ إِلَى فَجْرْ يَوْمَ النَّحَرِ. And the time for standing is from when to when? It is from the Fajr on the day of Arafah until the next day's Fajr. This is from the Mufradat of the Madhab, only specific to the Hanbali scholars. Majority of the scholars state that the time of Wukuf being at Arafat, your actual time that it's counted, it begins after Zawal. Whereas the Hanbali say, no, it begins from the morning. It begins from the time of Fajr of the day of Arafat. So it's like 24 hours. وَوَقْتُ الْوُقُوفِ مِنْ فَجْرِ عَرَفَةَ إِلَى فَجْرِ يَوْمَ النَّحَرِ. From the Fajr on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah to the next day Fajr, the entire day is the day of Wukuf at Arafat. But the Hanbali scholars state that it is wajib that you be at Arafat for a portion of the night. Meaning, if Salman had come to Arafat at 10 a.m., 10 a.m. he was there and then he left. Technically, and he did obviously everything else, technically his Hajj is valid and he would need to sacrifice a sheep or a goat because he's left out a wajib. What was the wajib he left out? He was not in Arafat after sunset. You need to be at Arafat for a moment after sunset because that is wajib. And so this brother, his Hajj is valid, but you need to slaughter the animal because you've left out a wajib. Whereas the other scholars of the other schools of jurisprudence will say, brother, there's no Hajj for you. Because the time starts according to them after Zawal, whereas according to the Hanbalis, much, much earlier. ثُمَّ يَدْفَعُ بَعْدَ الْغُرُوبِ إِلَى مُزْدَلِفَةَ بِسَكِينَ. And after the sunset, then one moves to Muzdalifah, the plains of Muzdalifah, with sakina, with tranquility, no rushing and fighting and pushing. وَيَجْمَعُ فِيهَا بَيْنَ الْعِشَاءَيْنِ تَأْخِيرًا وَيَبِيتُ بِهَا. And then at Muzdalifah, you pray your Maghrib and your Isha, at most likely at Isha time, because the Hujjaj, there's delay in them getting to Muzdalifah. But if you get early, then you pray your Maghrib and Isha at Maghrib time, inshallah. And again, you join if you are allowed to join, if you fall within the category of those who are allowed to join and shorten the prayers, inshallah. فَإِذَا صَلَّ الصُّبْحَ أَتَى الْمَشْعَرَ الْحَرَامِ. After Salatul Fajr, then you come to the area Mash'ar al-Haram. This is where the masjid in Muzdalifah is to be found. فَرَقَاهُ وَوَقَفَ عِنْدَهُ. And he climbs it and he stands there praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحَمِدَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَهَلَّلْ وَكَبَّرُ. You praise Allah, you make takbir. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَدَعَى بِمَا وَرَدَ وَقَرَأَ. And you make dua and you read. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مِّنَ عَرَفَاتٍ فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنَ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ وَاذْكُرُوهُ كَمَا هَدَاكُمْ وَإِنْ كُنْتُم مِّن قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الضَّالِّينَ ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ إِلَى آخِرِهِ until the end. This is found in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 198. وَيَدْعُو حَتَّى يُسْفِرَ جِدًّا. And you continue making dua until it begins getting bright. جِدًّا, until it starts getting very bright. ثُمَّ يَدْفَعُ. And then before sunrise, you start moving out. إِلَى مِنَى. This is the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Eid. It's a very busy day. You head off towards Mina. فَإِذَا بَلَغَ مُحَسِّرًا أَسْرَعَ
Ramyata Hajar. When you come to the area of Muhassir, then you move a bit faster. And this area that you need to move a bit faster, that it's recommended to move a bit faster, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had done, it is what distance? It's about a stone's throw, about 280 meters. About 280 meters. Ramyata Hajarin. The translation's incorrect. Upon reaching Muhassir, one is to quickly move for the distance of a stone's throw. For a distance of a stone's throw. وَأَخَذَ حَصَى الْجِمَارِ 70 حَصَى أَكْبَرْ مِنَ الْحِمِّسِ وَدُونَ الْبُنْدُقِ. And on the way, you also pick up the pebbles. You pick up 70 pebbles for your stoning. 7 for the day of Eid, the main jamarat that we will pelt on this day, and then 21 for the next day, the first day of Tashriq, and then the second day of Tashriq, and then if you are staying the extra 13th, then inshallah 21 for that day, and so a total of 70 biiznillahi ta'ala. Not too big, not too small. Wa min haythu sha, you pick them up from this area or from wherever else one wishes, except you're not allowed to take from the haram, from the it is makruh to take from the haram sanctuary, walhush, from, for example, you know, places where there's impurity. You're not allowed to break stones. وَلَا يُسَنُّ غَسْلُهُ. Don't wash the stones. وَيُجْزِئُ حَصَاتٌ بِنَجَسْ مَعَ الْكَرَاحَةِ. And if on the stone, the pebble, there's some najasa on it, it will suffice, although it is disliked. And why is it disliked to take from the haram, etc.? The author states that this is something which is disliked to take from the haram. Also, you find that some might, you know, take from the actual hawd, take from the actual place, the stone that has already been stoned. This also is disliked. فَيَرْمِي جَمْرَةَ الْعَقَبَ وَحْدَهَا بِسَبْعِينَ. And you pelt the main jamarat on this day 7 times. وَيُشْتَرَطْ الرَّمِي فَلَا يُجْزِي الْوَضُ. You need to throw it. You not just place the stone. وَكُونُهُ وَاحِدَةً بَعْدَ الْأُخْرَى. One after the other, the pelting, not just all 7 in one go. يَرْفَعْ يُمْنَاهُ مَعَ كُلِّ حَصَى حَتَّى يُرَى بَيَاضْ إِبْتِهِ. You lift up your hand until, you know, the whiteness under your arm can be seen. وَيُكَبِّرْ مَعَ كُلِّ حَصَى. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar with every stone. ثُمَّ يَنْحَرُ وَيَحْلِقُ أَوْ يُقَصِّرْ مِنْ جَمِيعِ شَعْرِهِ. After the pelting, then you have your animal slaughtered, and after this you shave or you trim your hair, and now you have exited the first exit of the state of ihram. Walhamdulillah, everything's permissible for you except intercourse. لَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ بِعَيْنِهَا. And so you trim your entire head or you shave your entire head. وَالْمَرْأَةُ تُقَصِّرْ مِنْ شَعْرِهَا قَدْرَ أُنْمُلَى. And the woman, she gathers her hair together and she cuts off an inch of the hair, inshallah. ثُمَّ قَدْ حَلَّ كُلْ شَيْءٍ لَّلنِّسَاءِ. Everything's permissible except intercourse. ثُمَّ يُفِيضُ إِلَى مَكَّةِ. Now after you've pelted the main jamarat, you've slaughtered your animal, you've exited now, you've shaven your hair or you've trimmed your hair, and now you have exited the state of ihram, the first exit. Then you go to the haram of Mecca. You go and perform your tawaf of hajj as the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had done. Can I delay it for the next day? Yes, you can. But the sunnah is to do it on the day. ثُمَّ يُفِيضُ إِلَى مَكَّةَ فَيَطُوف طَوَافَ الزِّيَارَةَ الَّذِي هُوَ رُكْن. Then you make the tawaf of hajj, which is a pillar. ثُمَّ يَسْعَى. And then you make your sa'i, which is a pillar of the hajj. إِلَّمْ يَكُنْ سَعَى. If you haven't yet made the sa'i, maybe you are doing qiran hajj, maybe you are doing ifrad hajj, and you've already done the sa'i of hajj. Maybe you've already done it. Remember, you were doing qiran or ifrad, and when you came to Mecca, you made your tawaf, and then you did the sa'i of hajj. And so, you've already done it. But if you're doing tamattu, then this is when you do it, inshallah. وَقَدْ حَلَّ لَهُ كُلْ شَيْءٍ. Everything's now permissible for him after his tawaf and his sa'i. وَالسُنَّ أَنْ يَشْرَبْ مِنْ مَا زَمْزَمْ لِمَا أَحَبْ. You should drink from the zamzam water, you know, as much as possible. Make dua for whatever you want, inshallah. وَيَتَضَلَّعْ وَيُرُشْ. على بدنه وثوبه ويدعو بما ورد. Pour some of the Zamzam water, sprinkle it on your body, sprinkle it on your clothing, and make dua. Abdullah ibn Abbas would ask and make a lot of dua at this time. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan wasi'a, etc. And so you make whatever dua you want, because the water of Zamzam, whatever dua you make, your dua will be answered bi'iznillahi ta'ala. Faslun, the author now discusses going to Mina and Medina, insha'Allah. So after this, then one returns back to Mina. ثُمَّ يَرْجِعُ فَيُصَلِّ ظُهْر يَوْمَ النَّحَرْ بِمِنَى. SubhanAllah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done all of this, and he was back in Mina for Salatu Zuhr. وَيَبِيتُ بِهَا ثَلَاثْ لَيَالْ. And you remain there for 3 nights. You remain there for 3 nights. That's the nights of Mina. وَيَرْمِي الْجَمْرَاتَ الثَّلَاثْ بِهَا أَيَّامْ التَّشْرِيكِ. On the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. 13th is optional. These 3 days, you pelt the jamarat, all 3 jamarats, 7 stones for each after Zawal. After Zawal. كل جمرة بسبع حصيات ولا يجزي رم غير سقاط ورعات إلا نهارا بعد زوال. And you have to pelt after Zawal. Only exception given to those who are providing water, those who are, looking after the animals, etc. These individuals, they have an exception. But the rest of the people, you have to pelt after Zawal. And you need to pelt before Maghrib, according to the Madhab. You're not allowed to pelt at night. Only those with the exceptions are given the exception. فَإِنْ رَمَى لَيْلًا أَوْ قَبْلَ الزَّوَالِ لَمْ يُجْزِئُهُ. If you pelted before Zawal or you pelted after sunset, it is not valid. وَسُنَّ قَبْلَ صَلَاةِ الظُّهْرِ. And it is recommended to pelt before Salatul Zuhr. And so, just after Zawal, before you prayed your Salatul Zuhr, it is recommended to pelt at that time. وطواف الوداع واجب يفعله كل من أراد الخروج من مكة. طواف الوداع, this is your final طواف when you are exiting and you are leaving to go back to your country. This is wajib. وكل من أراد الخروج من مكة, this is wajib when you are exiting مكة. ثم يقف في الملتزم بين الركن والباب ملصقا به جميعه داعيا بما ورد وتدعو الحائض والنفساء على باب المسجد. And the one who is leaving, it's recommended that they stop at the multazam, the area between the door of the Kaaba and the corner, and they cling to it with the entire body while making dua. You never know whether you're going to come back, subhanallah. As for women who are in menses, they come to the haram door and they stand there and they make dua. وَالسُنَّ دُخُولُهُ الْبَيْتِ بِلَا خُفْ وَلَا نَعَلْ وَلَا سِلَاحْ. And also it's recommended to enter into the haram without your khufain on, without any shoes on, without any silah, without any weapons. When you are entering the haram, not necessarily the Kaaba, obviously the Kaaba to a higher level, but when you are entering the haram, the masjid, don't enter with shoes on out of respect. Do not enter with khufain. Do not enter with your swords and etc. وَتُسْتَحَبْ زِيَارَ قَبْرَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And recommended to go to Medina al-Munawwara, visit the masjid of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and visit the grave of the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. Our author states that it is mustahab, it is recommended to visit the grave of the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. This mas'ala here, great ikhtilaf with regards to this mas'ala. As for visiting Medina al-Munawwara and the masjid of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, intending that as your primary intention, then that is mustahab. That is mustahab and recommended. And then within that, I will obviously visit the grave of the Rasul Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقبر صاحبيه رضي الله عنهما. And the grave of the two companions, Abu Bakr radiallahu an and Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. فَيُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْهِ مُسْتَقْبِلًا لَهُ. And you give salams to them while you are facing towards the grave. And why is there a debate with regards to making a journey, a specific travel, specifically to visit the grave of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because of that hadith that one should not undertake a religious journey except to visit those 3 masajid. And so due to that, there is that debate. But as for, you know, you are there in Medina and you are visiting the grave of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no issue at all. Walhamdulillah. Every Muslim wants to stand in front of the grave of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pass on his salams to the Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thumma يستقبل القبلة ويجعل الحجر عن يساره ويدعو ويحرم ويحرم الطواف بها. And then you face towards the Qibla and you make dua. Also haram to make tawaf around the qabr, around the grave. وصفة العمرة, we've already gone through the umrah nonetheless. أن يحرم بها من الحرم من أدنى الحل. And as for the person who wants to make an umrah while he is in Mecca, then he needs to go to the hill. He needs to go to the area outside of the haram boundary. He can go to Tan'im or Masjid Aisha, etc. وغيره من دويرة أهله إن كان دون ميقات وإلا فمنه. If this person is in Mecca, he goes to the nearest hill. He goes to the nearest area outside of the haram boundary. And if this person is beyond that area, you know, he's like in Jeddah, then from his house, inshallah. If he's in an area which is, you know, beyond the miqat. So we have the miqat and you live beyond, we have the haram boundary, and then we have the space, and then we have the miqat. So you are living between the miqat and the haram boundary. So what do you do? From your home, inshallah, your ihram would suffice. You don't need to go back to the miqat. No, from where you are, that would suffice, inshallah. وَلَا بَأْسُ بِهَا فِي السَّنَةِ مِرَارًا. No issue in making many umrahs in 1 year. وَهِيَ فِي غَيْرَ أَشْهُرَ الْحَجِّ وَفِي رَمَضَانَ أَفْضَلْ. And it is permissible to make it numerous times in 1 year. And it's best done in the months besides the months of Hajj. It's best, you know, to do your Umrah in months other than the months of Hajj. And to do it in Ramadan is best. Walhamdulillah. Then the author goes on to the pillars and the obligations of Hajj. Short section, inshallah. Faslun, Arkanul Hajj Arba'a. 4 pillars of Hajj. Ihram, Wukuf, Tawaf, and Sa'i. Ihram, you're being at Arafat, your tawaf around the Kaaba, and your sa'i. Wa wajibat sab'a, 7 wajibat. Ihram min al miqat, don your ihram, enter the state of ihram from the miqat. Wa wukuf man waqafa naharan ila al ghurub, you need to be in Arafat for a portion of the evening, portion of the night after Maghrib. Wal mabit bi muzdalifa ila nisf al layl, to be at Muzdalifa up to midnight. In wafaha qablahu, if you came there before that, you need to wait until midnight. But if I just got there at 2 a.m., well, as long as I'm there for a moment, 2 moments, 10 minutes, etc., it suffices, inshallah. But if I came early, I need to wait until midnight. Then the author states, وَالْمَبِيتُ بِمِنَا لَيَالِي التَّشْرِيكِ, to stay the nights of Mina at Mina, inshallah, most of the night. وَالْرَمْيُ مُرَتَّبًا, to pelt in order, in sequence. وَالْحَلْقُ وَالْتَقْسِيرِ, shave the head or trim the hair. وَطَوَافَ فُوَدَاءَ, final farewell tawaf, excellent. وَأَرْكَانُ الْأُمْرَةِ ثَلَاثَةَ, as for the pillars of Umrah, they are 3. Ihram, tawaf, and sa'i. There's no obviously Arafat and wukuf here. وَوَاجِبَاتُهَا شَيْئًا, and 2 obligations, 2 wajibat. The ihram from the miqat, and then shaving or trimming your hair. As for the sunnah matters, they are too numerous to mention. وَالْمَسْنُونَ كَالْمَبِيتْ بِمِنَا لَيْلَ عَرَفَةً, to stay the night at Mina on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, this is recommended. Then for example, we have the Tawaf of Qudum, the Ramil, moving at a fast pace. Ittiba, putting the Ihram under your right arm, this is from the Sunnah. وَمَنْ تَرَكَ رُكْنًا لَمْ يَتِمْ حَجُّهُ إِلَّا بِهِ, whoever leaves a pillar of Hajj, then there's no Hajj for this person. وَمَنْ تَرَكَ وَاجِبًا فَعَلَيْهِ دَمْ وَحَجُّهُ صَحِيحٌ, whoever leaves out a wajib, then he needs to slaughter an animal, but his Hajj is valid, inshallah. وَمَنْ فَاتَهُ الْوُقُوفُ, the person who misses standing at Arafat, he was not there, he was in hospital, or an enemy prevented him, etc. What happens here? وَمَنْ فَاتَهُ الْوُقُوفُ بِعَرَفَ فَاتَهُ الْحَجِّ, he missed out Hajj. وَتَحَلَّلْ بِعُمْرَةِ, and then he will need to, complete this here as an Umrah, inshallah. So according to the Madhab, automatically, this Hajj will turn into an Umrah, inshallah. وَلَا يُجْزِي عَنْ عُمْرَةِ الْإِسْلَامِ. But this umrah here will not be counted as his umrah of al-Islam. وَهَدْيٌ إِلَّمْ يَكُنْ إِشْتَرَتْ. And he will need to slaughter an animal for this exit from the state of ihram if he has not put a condition in his state of ihram. But if he had put a condition, ishtirat, that my exit of the state of ihram is from the point where I am prevented from continuing, then here there's no animal that he needs to slaughter, etc. وَقَضَى مِنَ الْعَامَ الْقَابِلِ. And then next year, he will have to make qada of this hajj. Because you've not done it, and next year you have to make qada of this. وَمَنْ مُنِعَ الْبَيْتَ وَلَوْ بَعْدَ الْوُقُوفِ أَوْ فِي عُمْرَ ذَبَحَ هَدْيًا بِنِيَّةِ التَّحَلُّلْ وُجُوبًا. Whoever is prevented from reaching the Kaaba, even if it is after the wukuf or during the umrah, is obliged to slaughter the sacrificial animal with the intention of exiting the state of ihram. And if it is not available, he doesn't have an animal to slaughter, can't afford, then they must fast 10 days with the intention that they want to exit the state of ihram. And then after that, they exit the state of ihram. Fast 10 days. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ صَوْمَ عَشْرَةَ أَيَّامٍ بِالنِّيَّةِ وَحَلَّهِ. Then you exit the state of ihram. وَلَا إِطْعَامٍ فِيهِ. And there's no feeding required. وَمَنْ سُدَّ عَنْ عَرَفَ فِي حَجْ تَحَلَّلْ بِعُمْرَةِ وَلَا دَمْ عَلَيْهِ. And whoever is prevented from Arafah during Hajj is to disengage, he lowers himself and goes and does an Umrah without requirement of any sacrifice, insha'Allah. وَمَنْ سُدَّ عَنْ عَرَفَ. So you did not even reach Arafat, etc. Then you تَحَلَّلْ بِعُمْرَة. And then you move one gear lower to an Umrah. And there is no sacrifice which is required from you for this. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we will stop here bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. What we have left, insha'Allah, is the sacrificial animals. We will discuss udhiyah. And also, because we're talking about sacrificing animals, we will also discuss aqiqah, insha'Allah. Newborn baby in the home, walhamdulillah. And so we have that. We have the aqiqah that is slaughtered. We will discuss this in our next majlis bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Until then, remember, if your knowledge is above average, your ibadah, your akhlaq, your character also supposed to be above average. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our knowledge, to grant us beneficial knowledge, to keep us away from knowledge which is not beneficial, to remove arrogance and pride from our hearts, and to grant us tawfiq. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.